It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, he's the man, the myth, the legend, and he made me wait about 10 minutes so we could get him on. It's Jim Quick. What's going on, man?
What's up, JR? I'm chilling out, bro.
Well, I hear you're out there on the, you're looking at the beach. I'm looking at the computer screen, but you're looking at the beach. It ain't fair, man.
I know, man. I'm down at Topsail Island. We actually have a private show tonight in Chicopin, Six Flags over Chicopin. We're going to head that way.
Ain't that where the Petro Mart is? It used to be?
I think it is.
That's where them hot dogs will eat you up if you ate one of them.
Yeah, man. I love me some. They start steaming them bright leaves. Call me in, bro. Call me in.
Well, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I appreciate you coming on. And you guys have been very, very busy.
It's been insane. I mean, I know that we're just kind of taking advantage of having some time off. You know, we got to finish this album a lot sooner than we wanted, than we anticipated. I mean, we wanted to get out as fast as we can, but it probably wouldn't have been out till next year. We actually, you know, it was pretty intense how we recorded this album. We actually went up to Asheville, North Carolina, and recorded at Echo Mountain Studios, which is renowned, wonderful studio. It's an old church they converted into a studio. And it was kind of neat. We'd written all the songs, there's 15 songs on the album called Revival, and we'd written all these songs, and we just knew in our heart that we wanted to kind of represent traditional Carolina beach music and southern soul and blues. And so what we decided to do was we found a studio where we can get access to things that were older than 1970. Everything we recorded on, microphones, amplifiers, instruments, the recording apparatus, the boards, the reel-to-reels, everything we did was pre-1970. Most of the stuff was the late 50s and early 60s. So we wanted to kind of translate that. And doing that, the process takes a little bit longer, and the mix down's a little tougher when you have to transfer it over to modern technology using Pro Tools and stuff like that. I don't get over everybody's head, but basically transferring what analog sound to digital world, and at the same time, we were able to press this album on vinyl the original way. So it's really cool. That's not going to be released until November, but the CD's coming out next week. But it's been a real joy. It's been a treat. And the fact that we've had this time off, we were able to, make things go a little smoother and quicker.
And, you know, this has been a long time in the making, too. It's been a while since you actually had a full-length album, but I think it's very, very cool that you guys have put this out on vinyl. I mean, that's just old school, and I love it. I mean, talking about the new song that was released, which we're going to play here in a minute, people asked what I thought about it, and I said the reason I love it so much is because it reminds me of old school Coastline.
Yeah, I mean, in the early years, Coastline, you know, I wasn't the lead guy. I was just one of the guys in the band, and over a 10-year process in the early days, I ended up being the front guy. But we were a cover band, and we really dove into, you know, the Impressions and the Drifters and the old school, like Jimmy Liggins and stuff like that. So it was a throwback. Instead of, you know, us kind of doing covers in that regard, we all got together and the band as a whole kind of wrote these songs. Casey and I wrote most of them, but the guys came in, and we used a couple of writers in Nashville, some of our buddies, and we wrote about 30 songs for the album. We had to pick 15. It was kind of hard to do, but
does that mean we're going to get a revival part two?
it's just one of these things, man. Sometimes you have to, and I call them all my babies. You know, I got to let some of the babies go. We let them, you know, fly the coop, you know, can't keep them.
That's true. Well, you know, I wanted to say also, you know, the song itself, Blowing Me Up, I think I read that Daniel helped on that. But, you know, you guys going to Asheville with if the people hadn't seen you in a while, they're going to see some new faces. I mean, a lot of people went out and saw you in Kinston. It's been that way for about a year now. But when y'all went back and actually recorded this album, this had to be a good thing as far as, like, team building. I mean, sounds kind of corny, but seriously, because I heard another interview where you guys actually stayed all pretty much together for like a whole week and just banged this out. And that, I mean, tell us a little bit about that process. When you know, I know you mentioned the recording studio, but exactly the whole week, what went into all of that?
Well, you know, over the Coastline's 28 years old, and over this time period, we've basically gone through three different bands. There was the original Coastline, where, you know, some members came and left, but there was a core, and then there was the what I call the turn me over years, which was you know, basically Sam Bryant and Albert Rogers, Glenn Tippett, me, and Casey. And then we went through some transitions until we got to this band we got now. And you're right. I mean, us getting together and practicing and putting together this album, we kind of got to learn each other a little more, you know. Everybody musician-wise, always come from different backgrounds and different flavors of music. But Casey actually put this band together, this particular setup we got right now. And it's brilliant because we got guys that are jazz guys. We got Southern rock dudes, and we've got even like Nick was with Lynyrd Skynyrd, our drummer. He was with Lynyrd Skynyrd for 9 years, and his favorite music to listen to is hip hop. So you know, it's kind of like this is really, really strange, you know. So I didn't
know that about Nick.
I know, he's an interesting dude. The guys are really extremely talented. I don't think I've ever worked with a group of guys that have been this talented, but they're very, let's just say they're intricate people. And getting to know them has been a treat. And, you know, we haven't got to play 250 shows a year like we normally do, but, we gelled really fast, and I think the studio and really helped us. We kind of figured out each other, and we learned each other's ideas, where we came from, and all of us working together, we just created a really cool sound. I mean, when this album comes out, everybody, I think people are going to lose their mind because it's such a vast array of different styles of beach music and blues and soul, but it's completely Southern. I mean, and it's completely throwback, old school. So I'm really excited for everybody to get together and hear what we've done.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase, sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance. And that is the brand new one from Jim Quick and Coastline, Blowing Me Up. They keep blowing you up, Jim Quick.
That is the truth, man.
I will say, I want to ask, though, you know, like you said, all of them are your babies, and I know I cannot wait to hear the entire CD. But what made you choose Blowing Me Up as being the first single off of it?
I didn't. That was totally Casey's call. Casey, this is, speaking of babies, this project was totally his baby. He's been asking me for years to let him produce an album. So I put the reins completely on that. Now, he's the one that ended up picking which songs were going to go on the album. He's the one that ended up picking which one's going to release first and the order of the album and everything else. The artwork, he's got a master's degree in graphic art design. So he did all the artwork, and this is completely his child. And I've let him take the reins in every regard.
So you're just a hired help on this one.
Basically, yeah, except I didn't get paid for it. I'm not going to charge my own band for me.
That's right. Well, man, you guys, like I said, y'all are still playing. You got a private thing in Chinkapin tonight, but you're also over in Kinston, North Carolina tomorrow afternoon, right?
Right, yeah.
The Nowhere, you're playing Nowhere.
At the Nowhere Bar, yeah, exactly. And if anybody's free, just come on out. I can't remember exactly what time the show is, but I want to say it's around 3 or something like that. But.
Yeah, we got some tickets to give away for that. You do need a ticket to get in.
Is that the time? You know.
I don't know. I can look that up while I ask you the next question. I'll tell you that. You know, guys got a lot of stuff coming up, but you know, you're doing a destination show with our buddy Mike Worley. And tell us a little bit about that. You're going down to, was it Clearwater, Florida?
We're going to Clearwater, Florida. And I've never been to Clearwater, Florida.
I've only been to Disney World.
You know, we always go to Key West every year, and people were like, let's go somewhere different. And Bo Gilbert, Bo the Web Guy, he's the one that kind of heads up these little trips we put on. And he decided to go to Clearwater, and after talking with Mike Worley, he's a huge fan of the place, and we got this beautiful resort right on the ocean and nearby, you know, bar crawls where everything's in walking distance. And, you know, we'll do pool parties. We'll do a fishing outing, a little golf tournament we're going to do down there. And also we're going to take a bus 30 minutes away to Tampa to go to a casino. It's going to be a great week and a lot of fun, a lot of activities. And, you know, but I'm looking forward to that. We got, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on. That we decided to move that to October of next year. So a lot of this mess will die down and people will be more comfortable about booking the trip. And it's already half sold out. So if you'd like to go, just go to jimquick.com, click on the menu, and there's a thing that says Florida. Just click on Florida, and it's a small deposit. And just get the insurance. I'd suggest you get that. And if anything happens, then you just get your money back.
And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bar crawl involved if you're...
Oh, absolutely. You know me, man. You know me, brother.
That's right. Nowhere Bar and Grill, by the way, is actually it's tomorrow. Music starts at 5.
Okay, so there you go.
Don't get there at 3 because you won't be playing then. It is $15 right at the door, but like I said, after this interview, or not directly after, but before we go leave today, I got two pairs of tickets to give away to go hang out tomorrow afternoon with Jim Quick. What do you think about that?
I'm excited, and we're going to be playing some new stuff on the album, so come on out.
That is awesome. Well, you guys, you also want to give a quick plug maybe about your CD release party going on next weekend, right?
Right. Next Saturday, we're doing a show at the OD Pavilion at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 to 3, right there at the Horseshoe on Main Street in downtown, open air, and everybody can social distance, whatever they need to do to feel comfortable coming. It's free. There's no charge. Just come on out to the show and grab the new CD and get ready. But I think what we're going to do is going to release the CD then, and then in a couple of weeks you'll be able to download the entire CD, whatever you stream or wherever you download your music. And then a couple of weeks after that, we'll release the vinyl version. So everybody can buy all three.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I really am. We also got to give a big shout-out. If you want any kind of Jim Quick and Coastline apparel, check out our brother Chris Nelson, PreppyPoweredOutfitters.com. He's got a lot of stuff going on, too, man. He just has a location now in your hometown.
Yeah, he's got a new store in Laurinburg, North Carolina. I think it's cool because eventually he's going to keep on branching out into little small-town areas where they're doing downtown revitalization, which is a cool thing. Not only does it help build up small communities, but it shows that, you know, Preppy Pirate Outfitters, even though it's kind of gotten really huge, he still, you know, wants to keep it on we're hometown Southern pride local business.
Exactly. Well, Jim, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking your time out of the day. And everybody, y'all check out jimquick.com, see if he's going to be coming to a place near you, and also check out that CD when it comes out, Revival, hitting the CD release party anyway, next Saturday.
17. Thank you so much.
Jim, I appreciate you, man. We got to actually play a request as we let you go. Michelle over in Richlands want to hear this one. They're going to rewind one time. Here's Jim Quick. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, buddy.